80. Exercise. 1. That's the result of exercise.
2. I'm starting working out from now on.
3. Your muscular shoulders and chest impress me deeply.
4. She has such a sharp figure.
5. She's a teacher of aerobics.
6. I can see you've got some color back in your cheeks.
7. I feel young, fresh, and energetic.
8. You're full of energy every day.
9. You should do sport to keep young.
10. I'm in perfect health. Dialogue 1. Say, Jim, how about going for a few beers after dinner?
You know that is tempting, but is really not good for our fitness.
What do you mean? It will help us to relax.
Do you really think so? I don't. It will just make us fat and act silly. Remember last time?
I guess you are right. But what shall we do? I don't feel like sitting at home.
I suggest to walk over to the gym, where we can play ping pong and meet some of our friends.
That's a good idea. I hear Mary and Sally often go there to play ping pong. Perhaps we can make a foursome with them.
Sounds great to me. If they are willing, we could ask them to go dancing with us. That is excellent exercise and fun, too.
Good. Let's go now.
All right.
Dialogue 2. Hi, Bill. I saw your grandma yesterday.
Oh, where was that?
I was running around the track at my college, and there she was walking around the same track.
Granny always tries to stay fit and healthy. She is always making us kids eat the proper foods.
Well, it pays off for her. How old is she anyway?
She will be 86 next month.
That is truly amazing.
Dialogue 3. I work so hard that I do not have the energy to exercise.
That is just an excuse. You can always find some time to exercise.
But I work hard all the time for long hours. Often I have no time for lunch. Yet I am still getting fatter.
Bill, you know that work is not the same as exercise, as it is stressful but not relaxing. And skipping meals will not help you lose weight. In fact, your body will only store fat if you miss meals.
I know you're right, but what can I do?
How about going for a walk instead of sitting on the sofa reading the newspaper after dinner every night?
But I'll miss the news. It's important in my business to keep up with events in China.
I know. Have you got a portable radio? You can listen to the news and get healthy at the same time.
That's a good idea.
As we all know, exercise, diet, and fitness go hand in hand to make for a happy life. As we age, our joints become stiff and we become less flexible. A real problem for many senior citizens. Yet there is a way to improve the situation. That is through regular exercising. In China, we often see elderly people stretching their arms, legs, and backs as they exercise early in the morning. That way, they can stay mobile and do not have to depend much on their children for help. If we start a regular exercise program now and continue as we age, our later years will be healthier and happier.
Exercise. 1. I find jogging does good to me.
2. I attend an aerobic class 3 times a week.
3. Have the aerobic classes any effect on you?
4. My favorite sport is tennis.
5. Where do you like to go for swimming?
6. What style of swimming do you like best?
7. I stick to my dream of being a good runner.
8. They also love basketball. Everybody knows about NBA.
9. Can you play golf?
10. Lifting weights can help you build strong muscles.
Dialogue 1. Ah, what a fine day. I do feel like an outdoor exercise.
How about taking a walk in the park?
Okay. It's delightful to have a walk in the park with the air so fresh. After they enter the park.
Oh, it's so quiet here. We have the park to ourselves. Only you and me.
Don't you see many people over there? Just on your left.
Oh, I see them. Some are doing Tai Chi Chuan. Some are performing swordplay. Some are practicing the Chinese Wushu.
A growing keep fit fever is sweeping over China.
Dialogue 2. Going to the gym tonight, Mary?
Yes, Sally. I want to do some sit-ups and perhaps get in a game of ping-pong.
That sounds like fun. Would you mind some company?
I'd love it. Working out is more fun with a friend.
I'll get my things and meet you there.
Good. If you happen to see Jim and Bob on the way, see if they would like a game of ping-pong.
Dialogue 3. Ah.
All right, Bill. Here's your daily exercise schedule. You are to jog before breakfast.
Jog?
Then you are to walk to work.
Walk?
30 minutes in gym at lunchtime.
Oh, no.
Use the stairs, never the elevator.
No, dear.
And 3 times a week, you can either swim, play racquetball, or handball.
Oh, no.
Okay. You can stop now. It's time for the dance class.
Dance class? I don't know how.
You will.
Oh.
Many people think that fitness means having the body of a bodybuilder. That is not true. I know many people who are elderly and are still very fit. That is because they watch their diet and stay active. Activity for the mind and for the body combined with a sensible diet can keep a person healthy well into later years. When we become inactive, we are likely to become ill. Our body loses the power to defend itself against disease, and an inactive mind loses its will to care. I think true health and fitness is a combination of physical, mental, and emotional activity.